Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
How you doing? I'm getting there, man.
Good to hear, brother. I got your voicemail and text message, so I give you a call as soon as I saw it. I checked availability, too, and we didn't fill the position, so it is still available for you.
And you said it was $2 something?
$249. That's month-to-month, okay. Month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, let me verify. So your confirmation emails, your welcome email, and initial invoice, you want that going to the Serenity and Lila18@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And this phone number, Jonathan, 720-899-8686, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Okay. And let's see. Just for account purposes, I heard on the voicemail, you said your last name's Almer. Is that A-L-M-E-R? Did I hear that right?
It's A-L-L-M-E-R.
Got it. Got it. All right. Thank God for spell check, man. Just can't do them on names. All right. So I got A-L-L-M-E-R. Perfect. Okay. Company name. So the way you want it branded all across the internet, it's Wolfpack Services. Is that correct?
Yep. One word, Wolfpack. Okay. W-M-P-R capitalized.
Okay. Got it. And then services.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Let's see. Service radius. So we're able to do a 50-mile radius max. Are you willing to travel that far, though, for new clients? Or did you want to narrow it down? 50 miles is good?
From Longmont.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And I do need an address to verify you at. What's the best address for you, Jonathan?
So the business address is a P.O. box.
Okay, so I need a physical address, and what I can do is hide the address online. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house. But Google doesn't allow us to use a P.O. box, unfortunately.
Well, that's in Monta Vista. That won't work.
Okay.
Will my daughter's address work? Cause...
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Hold on.
I have clients that, like, when they don't have an address, right, because I've come across this a few times, they've used even their clients' addresses, you know? Like, so...
Yeah, we'll use my daughter's address. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm fine. My name is Nicole. Address is going to be 609 Madison Street.
Madison Street. Okay.
Monta Vista, M-O-N-T-E, Vista, V-I-S-T-A.
Okay. Got it.
Colorado, 81144.
81144. Got it. Okay. So 609 Monroe Street, Monta Vista.
No, Madison.
Oh, Madison. I'm sorry.
Why yeah,
did it
Madison
pop up that
Street.
Way? There it goes. Okay. 609 Madison Street, Monta Vista, Colorado, 81144. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. Sometimes I type it in and the address pops up, but the wrong
it
one pulled up that time. Yeah, it was weird.
It does it with Google, too. When I put in the address on my Google map, it pops up Monroe. I'm like, wait,
right.
No, not Monroe, Madison.
And we use the same system as Google, so that's what happened for sure. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then from Monta Vista, so let me ask Jonathan, does he want to do the 50-mile radius from Monta Vista or from...
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Well, that's our problem is that we're trying to build a business in the northern area.
Okay.
So we can move back to northern Colorado.
Got it. Okay. So you want the address stemming from, let me pull it up again, from Longmont, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
2535 Sunset Drive.
35 Sunset Drive. Okay. And that's in Longmont?
Yeah.
Got it. Colorado. Perfect. Okay. So we want the service radius from there. Okay, got it, got it. And I know I spoke to you before, so it's automotive locksmiths, right? Primarily, you're not doing like re-keys and stuff.
No, we just do pop-up locks, roadside services.
Got it, roadside services. 24 hour?
Yep.
Perfect. 24 hour, pop-up lock. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So what I'm going to do is secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which will just outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. This is where they go through all the fun stuff, like your keywords, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, etc. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, the billing address, it's not the Monta Vista address, right?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. So is it the Sunset Drive, or is it going to be the P.O. Box?
It's probably the P.O. Box.
Okay, what is the P.O. Box number?
Give me 1 second here, brother.
Yeah, take your time, brother. The worst.
That is 271.
Okay.
074.
Okay.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins.
80527.
80527. Perfect. So P.O. Box 271 074. Fort Collins 80527. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It'll actually be direct out of the account. Won't be use a debit card. So that was my problem I was having the other day, was I don't even have the debit card for this account yet.
Got it, got it. Okay, so we have to we use a card like Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover. We actually don't take it out of accounts directly, unfortunately. We used to do that like years ago. They switched it though, where it's just directly from a card now.
Yeah, no, and the thing is I've been having all kinds of problems with people getting this card information of mine and stealing it.
Got it, got it. So we use a TrustWave certification, meaning like when I enter the card in, everything codes out. You could even enter your own card in if you'd like, right? I could send you login credentials to be able to do that, but it is 1,000% secure.
Well, you could have let me take something.
No, you're doing business.
All right, you ready for it?
Yes, sir. It, first off, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa?
Visa. Okay.
Ready for that card number when you are.
4635 1500.
Okay.
0562.
Okay.
6898.
Expiration?
1229.
All right. And the CVC code?
843.
Okay. I'm coding the card out right now, okay? 1000% secure, like I mentioned. So I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician. Okay. Processing the payment. And I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay? So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sit it up, Lila. Listen. There, now you can go.
So, Jonathan, please state the name of your business.
Wolfpack Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Olimer, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 16th, 2024, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right. So, let me get your client interview scheduled. Give me a second, too. I actually got an error code. Let's see here.
Probably on my damn card.
Yeah, this is a weird code. So, it says issuer unavailable. I've never gotten that code before. Have you activated the card?
I mean, I use my tap pay with this card.
Okay, so it should be active.
But I don't actually have the actual card.
Got it. Okay, so that's like a temporary card or something.
Yeah, it's the tap pay card. It's the digital card information.
Got it. You see that works. Let me verify.
Yeah, no,
just make sure I didn't make an issue on my end. So, billing address, right, P.O. Box 271074, and Fort Collins, 80527, okay. Name on the card is Jonathan Olimer, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's golden. And then I have the card coded out, but it shows me the things that aren't coded out, so it shows me the expiration of 1229. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the CVC code, 843?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have all that dialed in. If you want, you could repeat the card number back to me one more time. And what I can do is re-enter it, and I'll just read it back to you for accuracy, just in case I missed the number or something.
You know, 4635-1500-0562. 6898.
Okay, hold on. And you said 635? Oh, it started with a 4, right? 4635, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just missed the 4. Okay. So I got 4635 1500. Let's see. 0562. 6898.
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay.
That's
so we're
good.
Locked and loaded there. Let me update. Okay. Let me try to process again. Let's see here. Yeah, it says issuer unavailable. Okay.
Let me go to my bank real quick. Let me transfer it to another card, and we'll use a different card.
Sounds like a plan, brother. Cool.
Give me an hour and all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll show you, too, after we do that, right? I'll show you how to, in your client dashboard, like your tracking system through us, you could always change your billing information if needed, you know?
Yeah.
So let me put you in, you said an hour, right?
Yeah, give me an hour.
All right, perfect. So I got you.
I
got to
drop
for
my daughter off at school real quick, and then I can go over there.
Yeah, take your time, brother. So I got you in for 9:30. You have my direct line, too, so if you need to call me sooner, you have it. And then I'll put you in for 9:30, and we'll finish setting up your account at that time. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon, Jonathan. Look forward to being your account lead on this.
Definitely.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.